Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Welcome to the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. I'm Deirdre Shuley, your host. And on this show, we're going to talk with French actress Stana Romola about her feature film, Elsa, a film by French Caribbean filmmaker Mariette Montpierre. And I had Mariette on the show previously, and we were talking about the film in its early stages. And now we're going to follow up with the film since it's come out and it's in the theater. The film has been presented at the Brooklyn Academy of Music and at the Lincoln Center earlier, and it just finished showcasing at the new Miss Theater in Harlem. Now, I want to talk about the Miss Theater for a moment because it is rather brand new, and it boasts 20,000 square feet, and it has a 3 state-of-the-art theaters within it, 2 which are 92-seaters, and a 3rd one, which has 164 seats. And the goal is to present film and music, live spoken word, and theater from African and Latino diaspora. Well, because of that, I've invited the Miss Theater media consultant, Michelle Mateer, to also join us. And so we're going to be talking with Michelle about Miss Theater and their goals. And later, joining us will be Mariette Montpierre, the filmmaker of the movie Elsa, and she's going to talk to us about the film's message, because she hopes to bring fathers into their children's lives as a result of this film. Well, we might have a bit of a language barrier, because I do not speak French, and English is definitely not Spanish native language, but we'll just manage. So,
yeah.
It's been an exciting 2 weeks, ladies, and I'd like to welcome both Stenza Aromalek and Michelle Mateer to the show. Welcome, ladies.
Hi,
good morning.
You.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, I understand you are back in Paris, Dana, so we're talking to you. Well, what's happening in Paris? Is it this morning there, or is it already afternoon?
Yeah, it's already afternoon, exactly 5 p.m.
My goodness, moving into the evening. Well, tell me, did you enjoy your brief stay in New York?
Oh, amazing. You know, it was my first time in America, and so in New York, and it was so amazing. I love that, really.
Oh, did you get to see the Rockefeller Center? What sites did you get to see?
Oh, yeah, I did so much things. Yeah, Rockefeller Center, Empire State Building, working on the street, yeah, a lot of things.
Well,
she was a busy bee while she was here. We kept her busy.
Oh, that's good to know. And tell me, what is your background, Stana?
Yeah, well, I'm an actress, and I'm from French Guiana. At the beginning, I decided to come to Paris to be a lawyer, but one day I just opened the door of school, and I had a crush on my life, and I decided to become an actress.
So, do you come from a big family?
Sorry?
Do you come from a big family?
No. I just have one sister. She lived in San Francisco, actually. She studied management, communication, and advertising.
Oh, so both of you were in the media, so to speak.
Yeah, kind of.
Is this your first feature film, or no?
Yeah, it was my first movie as a lead character. I've done TV shows in Paris before that.
Well, how did it feel to be the lead, to be responsible for the whole film?
I don't know if you know about the casting, but I was chosen the day before the shoot, because at the beginning, my part was the mistress. So just the day before, I became Elsa.
Well,
I was very exciting, you know, as an actress. Thank you.
I mean, just to fall into the movie just like that, you did a remarkable job. And
thank
I must
you.
Say that it's award-winning. It's won quite a few awards. And also the New York Times pick, and that's a rare thing. So I hope it goes that extra mile and you get out of it everything that the film is intended for. And because the film does have a message, I might speak further with Mariette about that, but for you, what have you gotten out of the film?
The message?
Yes, the message.
Of course, it's about father and his daughter, but for me, Elsa is about love, and to be loved and to give love, and everybody can relate to this character because we all need love. So, sorry?
I said yes, don't we all?
Yeah. So for me, it's all about love and family's issues. Yeah, but love above all.
Will you be promoting the film in France?
I wish I could. If the movie released here, it would be really a pleasure and an honor to do that. Yes.
Well, now has your life changed? Because this, as you say, it's the first time you've done a lead role. Has that impacted your future films?
Yeah, because it's a dream when you are an actress to do to be a lead character in the movie, but you don't know if you can before, you know. So now I know, mm-hmm. and I want to do that again and again, and meet some filmmakers who wants to work with me, and me too.
Well, why don't I talk a moment with Michelle? She's been very polite in the background, and
you know,
Michelle,
it's hard for me to keep my tongue in my mouth. Yes.
Well, as I said, Michelle, that the film Elsa has been showcased at the MIST for the last, was it 2 weeks?
Yes, it was a 2-week run at the new MIST Harlem, 116th Street between Lenox and Fifth Avenue. And it was a great run. And in fact, the films were so well received, both Elsa and Othello Burning were the first two films that we showed there, that we're hoping we can extend the run after the holidays start up again.
Fantastic. Now tell me about the MIST. As I said at the top of the show, it's a new theater.
It's a new entertainment center, actually, not just films. We're going to be highlighting performance, live performance, as well as we just had the Deaf Poets reunion, 20th. Actually, it was like the 17th anniversary reunion of Deaf Poets on Wednesday. And there will be a lot of live music performances as well. There's a full-service 5-star restaurant, Harvest, with our executive chef, Cassandra Ashford Quinlan. And there's also going to be an editing program for young people to teach them how to do video editing. So it's more than just cinema. We really hope, as one of the founders, Carlton Brown, he likes to say he hopes that it will become Harlem's new living room.
Mm. Wow, love it. Now, you talked about the editing. Are there going to be several different types of workshops? Are these free workshops, or there's a cost to it, or what?
These are going to be programs specifically for young people from the community, and they will be free to those students as well. And I'm sorry, my computer just started talking in the background. Sorry, I don't know what that was. So these will be, yes, this is led by our editing instructor, Melvin McCray, who's a retired videographer and journalist, and also teaches at Columbia University. So it's going to be very exciting once we're up and running in full force. We anticipate the restaurant open in January, mid-January, and we anticipate to start running the films again then as well.
Well, you know, I was there, and you could smell the new paint. So is it still going on under, is it still being renovated as we speak, or?
Just the last finishing touches are being put on, and it's actually a brand-new space. It's not a renovated space. The space has been a part of the Kalahari House, the condominium complex right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Carlton Brown and Walter Edwards' vision to house an entertainment center in that space since the building was up. And it's been about 16 years in the making. So, and I've known Carlton for that long, if not longer. So it's truly been a labor of love and indicative of what you can do with determination and perseverance, because it's we really anticipate it being sort of becoming the backbone of cultural Harlem.
And how long have you been consulting with the MIST?
16 years, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, from when Carlton first envisioned what this could become, my film series, creatively speaking, was just getting off the ground. And he really wanted it to become a home for independent film from the African and Latino diasporas. And that was exactly the kind of work that I was doing with, I was showcasing with Creatively Speaking. And so Creatively Speaking has been around 17 years now, and here we are, you know, finally opening at MIST. And so we'll really have a home for Creatively Speaking and for all of the work that comes out of our the creativity of our amazing, talented filmmakers.
Now, are most of the films going to be arts types of films or foreign films, unlike what we generally see as the usual movie fare?
Well, I like to call, as Donna just said, I like to call the films that I prefer to show universal stories. You know, they're only relegated to art houses, quote unquote, because we typically don't have the kind of advertising dollars that go behind the commercial films. But we will have commercial films as well. My business partner, Cedric Beasley, and our company, Autonomous Entertainment, we're going to be doing the programming on that side as well. But my focus in terms of the kinds of film that I like to bring to the public are exactly those films that you don't get to see very often on like a 42nd Street theater. So we are really, you know, looking forward to having a place where people know they can go to find the quality and caliber of work like Elza and the other films that I hope to bring.
Well, actually, Mariette Montpierre had the opportunity to talk to people after the film was featured to explain the film, and there are other places like Monday night at the Oscars where they invite producers and filmmakers to come and talk about the film after showcasing it. Is that your plan as well, to have people connected to the individual films come and talk?
That is part of Creatively Speaking, yes. That's where the title comes from. We want the filmmakers to be able to connect to the audiences for which the work was intended. And that is definitely part and parcel of the Creatively Speaking program.
Well, we actually have Mariette Montpierre, who has joined us. She's the filmmaker of Elza. How are you, Mariette?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. So, you know, I've known about the process of the making of Elza, and now it's out, and it's about. Tell me some of the places that you've featured your film.
The places where, what did you say? I didn't hear the last part, Deirdre.
I know that you took your film to Brazil, for example. Where are some of the places that you've been featuring your film?
Yeah, well, I've been doing the festival circuit for almost a year now. I started with the Pan-African Film Festival in Los Angeles, where the film won 3 awards, including the BAFTA Award and Festival Choice Award. And that was a major film festival for me because it kind of put the film on the map. And also I went to ABFest, which is the American Black Film Festival in Miami, with Jeff Friday as the program director. This is a major film festival, so people really noticed my film there, and there was a real buzz created around it, and people from HBO got to see it, and all kinds of professionals. And also I've been to all different universities and other film festivals in America and also abroad, like India, Brazil, Rio. I don't even remember all the places I've been to tell you the truth, Deirdre. It's taking me on the spot, but I've been taking the film around the world, which is great, and I can see how the film is relevant to all the different places in the world. It's not just a story about a woman. I mean, it is a story within the Caribbean context because it is taking place in the West Indies, but everybody can. It's a universal story that everybody can relate to. A daughter looking for a father is something very, very relevant for many people in the world.
And how was it received at the MIST?
It was received very well. The people who came to see the film really, really, really liked it. They connected with it. They enjoyed Stana's performance. They enjoyed her, how fresh she was, how deep. They enjoyed the music because I have a wonderful soundtrack of the best Caribbean music there is with Victor Ho, Stevie Mahi, Edith Lefebvre, Jenny Alpha, Dédé Saint-Pry, Rodrigue Marcel, etc. So the feedback was really amazing, really positive. I felt a lot of love, a lot of support, you know, a lot of... I felt like I quenched, you know, the thirst of the community to see themselves on the big screen, which doesn't happen, you know, that often, or sometimes when they get to see themselves, it is in situation of violence, and it was just nice to have a little film talking about real issues that touches the community.
Well, it's a family film, but it's a family film in a way that is asking fathers that abandon their children to get back into their lives. You want to speak to that message?
Well, I wanted to, with that film, I wanted to inspire the fathers to be present in their children's lives. I wanted to inspire also the single mother and tell them that we do understand your fight and you're doing a great job. But also, you know, to please let the father in the children's lives. Because many times, you know, us mothers are pillar of the family, but we don't always know how to let the man in, to let him be the father that he wants to be. So I hope this movie will inspire, you know, children, mothers and fathers to get along, you know, for the sake of the children.
Yes, exactly. Now, you know, sometimes a film starts as an idea, obviously, but there is a long and arduous process of putting the film together. How long did it take to get the film from beginning to end?
Well, it took me seven year long struggling years from the time I wrote the film to the moment it was aired. It was screened in the West Indies in Guadeloupe. It was about 6-7 years. But I never wanted to quit. I always believed in my subject, in the theme. I always believed that I wanted to, you know, to do this really badly. I wanted to share my story with the audience. And I really had this in my guts, and it just needed to come out. You know, just like in the film, Elsa is on top of this cliff, this beautiful cliff surrounded by with the ocean, and she goes there and screams. And you know, I had, just like Elsa, I had this inside of me, and it needed to come out. I needed to scream that message to the world.
Now, this is, we all create out of ourselves. Is this story personal to you?
Well, this story is based on my own. The story is based on my own experience, life experience. I've never met my father, and when I was about 20 years old, I decided to go back to the island where I was born, Guadeloupe, and look for him. So I found him very easily because it's a small island and everybody knows everybody, you know. So and this meeting, you know, meeting him transformed me, and that's the story that I wanted to share with the public. So it is based on my own story, but I did change events, situations, characters. It's a work of fiction based on my own life experience.
Now, putting a film together takes money, so are you always in search of investors?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not just, you cannot just be happy to be a filmmaker and write and direct. You also have to look for producers, look for money. I was lucky enough to have been able to raise to raise money in France, because the French government understand that culture that is not doesn't always make money. So I was able to get some grants that I don't have to pay back. Thank God. Although I'm still in debt because it was still not enough money to produce the film. But the film was largely financed by the French government, the National Center for Cinema, the Ministry of Culture, the Ministry of Ultramar, the government in Guadeloupe, the government of Guadeloupe, and different cultural organizations that I was able to convince, to help me on this project. And everybody's very happy. Everybody is very happy with the movie. The Guadeloupe is very happy, and hopefully they'll be using it, to promote the island, because I think now American people know, at least the one who saw the film, know where Guadeloupe is. This movie is putting Guadeloupe on the map, so that's good.
Well, speaking of that, I want to mention that you're the first female Guadeloupean to do a feature film movie.
Well, I'm the first not to do a feature film movie. I'm the first to do a fiction narrative shot in Guadeloupe. So there was another film about 10 years ago shot by a man. His name is Jean-Claude Flamand. The movie is called Neg Marron. And also Christian Lara has been doing films. It belongs to the older generation. But so I'm the first female to have shot a narrative feature in Guadeloupe. And I'm very proud of that accomplishment because it was very hard. So I don't want to underestimate that that aspect of this accomplishment, because it's very hard to be a black woman and a woman and black just to be doing filmmaking, to direct film. It's extremely hard. So I was able to complete the film, and I'm glad because it puts me in the category of the people who have completed a film. So I can say, yes, I've made a film.
Well, Michelle says that maybe after the holidays, she'll extend it. Is that correct, Michelle, that you might extend the movie?
We are hoping to
extend
the movie, absolutely. It's really a matter of programming schedules for the theater. But we are hoping to be able to extend, absolutely.
Yeah, I've been having lots of people, requesting me, when can we see it, and now the promotion work is only starting. The movie played for 2 weeks. We got some really good reviews, in the New York Times. I don't know if you had mentioned that before, Stana and Michelle. Great reviews in the New York Times, in the Amsterdam News, in many, in the Daily News. So in many different, we had a lot of great press. So the word is only starting to come out, and a movie like this takes a while, takes a lot of word of mouth to establish itself. So we're only starting in working on the film, really, and I hope to be taking it to other cities in America, hopefully to share the story with Atlanta, LA, Chicago, everywhere, and New Orleans.
Well, how can anyone that wants to help or donate money or help you distribute the film? Because that's what you need, too, is distribution.
Well, how do we answer that, Michelle?
Yeah, we definitely are looking for a bigger distributor to come in and pick up the film that we believe in and that has been a labor of love for all of us thus far. And they can contact me at autonomousentertainment.com. Michelle at Autonomous Entertainment. They can check on our website, which is...
It's spell autonomous because some people are not great spellers.
It's autonomousentertainment.com.
You can go to Facebook. The film has a Facebook. And you can also check the website and send us messages to the website, ElzaTheMovie.com. Elza with a Z, E-L-Z-A, TheMovie.com.
Well, we're coming to the end of our show, ladies.
All right.
Time goes by very quickly.
Yeah, so quickly.
So
well,
I want to thank you all for coming on the show, Stana Romalek, Michelle Mateer, and Mariette Montpierre.
All right. Thank you, Gisra, for having
us. Thank you to having me in your show.
It's been my pleasure to have all you beautiful ladies and your beautiful film on the show.
Thank you.
And
goodbye.
Speaking of beautiful, we're going to end the show with beautiful.
Oh, Sidi Mahi, my girl. I love her. She's so talented.
Yeah.
And I wanted, you know, can I add, you know, to please support the film by going to iTunes, type Elza, E-L-Z-A, and also my name, Mariette Montpierre, to find the original soundtrack of the film with all the great songs. And don't get confused with the other Brazilian artist whose name is Elza. So you have to type Elza, E-L-Z-A, and Mariette Montpierre. You'll find the soundtrack. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. And this is Topically Yours show on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. And again, I thank my guests for appearing today. And here we go. It's just beautiful.
You came into my life. I thought that I was dreaming because you showed me your dance like and your way to breathe. Enveloppez-moi, à dentelle, mon chalet, l'eau tes besoins. Ou chanter en d'autres mélodies, bon moi. Les opposés, si y a aussi moins. Ou reconnaître, non, non, moi. En partie, besoin caché encore. You, my angel in disguise. I saw your wings one night. I knew you. Hot love in your hands. Hot love in your words. Oh, dis-moi où aimez-moi avant même où te connaître moi. Si nous t'es déjà joint en d'autres chemins, aucun besoin, enveloppez-moi, à dans le chalon tes besoins, ou chanter en d'autres mélodies pour moi. Beautiful, 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 I don't wanna let you go until I tell you that I love you. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You're my body and soul, so perfectly designed for you. Pour soleil qu'a clairé, sous yeux qu'a chanté, moi ça vaut connaître qu'a liberté. Close to you, around you, my heart is singing a new song. Words and melody coming from you, comfort you, holding you. This is my own fantasy. Just wanna breathe the air surrounding you. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I don't wanna let you go until I tell you that I love you. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You're my body and soul, so perfectly designed for you. Oh, I like the way that you came my way. Your way, I like your way. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I don't wanna go away until I tell you that I love you. Beautiful.
to the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul.